Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The move over the overuse of plastics has come to bottled water. This week, Coca-Cola, one of the world's biggest users of plastic, announced their Dasani water brand will soon start being sold in aluminum packages. And starting next Tuesday, SFO's ban on the sale of plastic water bottles goes into effect. For a closer look at this switch, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Joshua Scove with the Center for Sustainable Business Practices at the University of Oregon. Joshua, thanks for the time. How significant is this move by Coke?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I want to give kudos to Coke for a lot of its work over many years on material efficiency and water efficiency, renewable energy. And I think this is a big deal, and it's hard to shift such a huge operation. But, you know, there's a reason that that the old saying is reduce, reuse, recycle. You know, we try to put reduce at the top, and I think that's still a pretty good guide. It's hard to shift a system that to one where everything is being recycled. And Coke is an incremental step in that direction, but it certainly isn't all the way there by any stretch.
So let's look big picture here, right? We've all kind of agreed that the disposable plastic thing has to come to an end. Is there an obvious answer?
Unfortunately not, as you can imagine. I would say that Coke is nibbling at a bunch of different edges that are really important. It's trying to use more recyclable materials. It's also moved toward these PureFill stations that has appeared in a lot of the media you've heard around these recent announcements, where it's going to sell people fizzy water and flavored water from stations where they use their own containers. And I think that goes in the category of reduce and reuse rather than recycle. But it isn't easy, and I think the hardest thing for us to grapple with is that we aren't just going to be able to have exactly the same system we have now with bottles we use once and chuck, but just have it be all better. And I think that's really what Coke is wrestling with, too.
Are there other beverage companies that are making noises about following suit?
Well, Pepsi has certainly done a lot in this area as well. I think there's a little bit of healthy competition between big beverage companies. But in general, I think it's going to be up to a mixture of companies and policy and consumers to try to shift this in a very different direction. I think we won't be able to simply have exactly the world we have now, but you just not have to worry about where all those bottles go. So I think it is a matter of shifting toward different kinds of consumption and not having so much single-use stuff.
But doesn't most of this rely on people changing their lifestyle pretty drastically? I mean, hauling around with them a bottle or a can or something.
Well, I would definitely push back on the word drastic. I think hauling around a bottle is maybe one of the least onerous things we can do. In fact, in one of its press releases, one of the folks from Coke mentioned that, you know, there are two things that your average college student carries with them everywhere, a smartphone and a water bottle. So I think some of that lifestyle is already taking root in a lot of ways. Some of it may, you know, differ on age and part of the country and so on, but it's starting to happen. But if I could add, it is definitely partly a lifestyle change. I think we have, you know, in the relatively recent past gotten used to all of a sudden using a lot of single-use stuff. But you go back into, I wouldn't call it ancient history, 20 or 30 years ago, and there was an awful lot less of that, where we, you know, we're just sort of throwing things out continuously. So a change, yes, but drastic, I don't think it should be.
Okay, one more before we let you go, and it was kind of fascinating at Outside Lands Music Festival in San Francisco last weekend. You know, reusable was the thing, but this runs up against health code issues. So you bring your beer mug back to get it refilled. They can't touch it because you've touched it. So how long before we work through these sorts of things?
Yeah, it's a great question. I hear people mentioning this issue on the airlines as well, where Sometimes people are, flight attendants are happy to fill up a container that you've brought, and sometimes they think that they might be breaking the rules. Definitely issues to work through, but I would say that people have been using reusable containers for millennia, so I think we should be able to get to a place where it's both normal, like socially and culturally, but also safe and doable for everyone.
Thanks for your time this morning. Joshua Scove is with the Center for Sustainable Business Practices at the University of Oregon.